Gentlemen, we are joined now by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota. Denny, you've come close to winning here at Sonoma, and you already have a win at Watkins Glen under your belt. How do those experiences impact your approach for Sunday?
You have good notes. You got good information that you've had over the years that you've raced at these courses. But, I'd love to win at this racetrack. It's such a fun course to run on, and obviously coming real close over the last couple of years. So, looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully if we can qualify well, I think we'll have a really good day.
All right, we'll open it up for questions. Start in the back with PRN.
Mark Garrell, PRN. Denny, assess your season to this point. You've had some great runs, and you've had some stuff that didn't go your way. How do you average it all out, or what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that at worst, any weekend, we've been an eighth-place car, and at best, I think we've been like a second, third-place car. Certainly the results, I don't believe, shows the speed that we actually do have. So I'm pretty confident the second half of the year we're going to be pretty strong. I feel like we've really made gains over the last month or so. I'd like to, get inside the top five in points before the regular season, and obviously win a couple races. That's a goal that I think is achievable in the next 10 weeks or so.
Have you been surprised by the Stewart Haas sort of domination of this opening half of the year?
Not really. They definitely, with the whole splitter change and things like that, that really helped the Fords, and it seems like their engine package is significantly better than the field at this point. So those two things together is really tough to overcome, but I feel like we're closing that gap, us especially. I think that the 1878 have always been just a little bit behind, but they're right there with them, and I feel like we're chasing their tails as well. We're right there behind it. So confident that we can be a team that can be pretty tough from here on out.
Next we'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. What did you think of NASCAR's announcement that they're not going to use the All-Star package in any more races this year?
Well, I think that was initially the intent, was to just run it in the All-Star and then analyze it for next year. So I'm not surprised by the decision. I think that the race teams probably and the engine builders were in favor of, kind of letting things be as planned, sticking with the current package. And with that, it allows NASCAR to take more time to do some aero testing and figure out how they can make that package better. I did think it was a very good race in the All-Star race. I personally had a lot of fun, but it's not for every racetrack. There's only maybe two or three tracks I think it really could spice up the racing at. So I think being patient with it and making sure you get it right the first time is a good move by them.
Next, we'll go to MRN.
Woody Kane with MRN. Denny, you go to Chicago next week. Will it feel unusual, that not being the playoff opener? And how different do you think that track will be in July versus the fall?
Yeah, it certainly will be a lot different. Like that racetrack, I like that you can run all the way from the wall to the inside apron there at that racetrack. So it's a fun one, but I think we'll probably go back with the same notes and the same setup that we had last year and work from there. But, certainly with the schedule change, it definitely will have a different feel for sure.
Go to the gentleman in the back row.
Denny, this track apparently has tough to win twice. It's tough to win once. But what makes this track so difficult to actually go ahead with and get that checkered flag?
Well, there's so many variables, and most of it is strategy-driven. I think that, when cautions fly, the crew chiefs are trying to make a strategy to put their driver up front. But, over the last 2 years, tires have fallen off so much that tires have meant something as well. So I think the strategy aspect is the reason we've had so many different winners at this racetrack. And really, when someone can get out there out front and run their own pace, run their own line, it's hard to overcome that. So I think that that's the reason why we've had so many winners here, and you'll probably continue to see that on Sunday.
We'll come up front to Phil.
Denny, you just mentioned a little thing about the tires. I always hear about how hard this track is on tires, and I'm wondering from a driver's perspective, how much and in what ways do you feel that?
Yeah, it's really hard to accelerate out of the corners is the biggest thing that I notice when the tires start to wear out. You know, you just can't put the throttle down nearly as hard as you can early in a run. As drivers, when anytime we have a racetrack that has, we'll have close to a 4-second fall off, that is going to make for really fun racing. And really, it makes it fun without needing restarts. There's going to be so many different strategies. And I remember last year that the two car came and put tires on, made an extra pit stop, and kind of motored through the field. And I mean, as a race fan, that's fun to watch. And knowing that you have so many different variables and things that you can try to win this race. So I personally like it.
Go back to Jeff.
Does the percentage of what matters more, car versus driver, change at this track or at road courses? And if so, how much does it? How much are we talking?
I think driver means more than car at this particular racetrack. I would say it's probably 65-35, if I had to put a number on it. Driver more important, and probably on other racetracks, more 50-50. In that range. So certainly on tracks like this where it's as technical as it is and the driver has so many inputs from the wheel to the brake, you know, clutch and gas and everything, we're doing so much within the lap, different drivers' techniques come to the forefront, and that's why you see, you know, the winners here have been, you know, really the best of the best.
Come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Dale Jr. in the booth starting next week. I imagine fans give him more weight or give what he says more weight than maybe what some others will say. But in the garage, will what he say carry more weight than what others say during a broadcast?
Well, I think certainly. I think that he's very inquisitive and still wants to be part of, you know, what's going on currently. And so I see him as being a lot like Jeff Burton, those guys who, you know, will text the drivers midweek and ask questions about, you know, hey, what's going on here? You're really staying in tune with what is going on right now, not what was happening in 1975, you know. So I think that he'll be good about doing that. And so I'm sure, you know, from what I hear, you know, in the auditions and practices that they've done, you know, they're really happy with how it's turning out.
Go back to PRN.
Mark Carroll, PRN. When Kyle Larson was in here, and he was talking about next week's race to Chicago no longer being a playoff race. He said when it was the opening playoff race, he thought drivers were pretty conservative, a lot of give and take because they didn't want to have the big stub of the toe coming right out of the block. And he thinks this race will have more intensity because that's not part of the picture anymore. What do you think?
I agree with that. I definitely do, because the restarts there can be really wild anyway, but they do seem a little tamer because you've got, you know, 16 guys with green windshields and spoilers. So, I mean, I think that being that it's middle of the year, you certainly will, there's more likelihood of chaos for sure. So I definitely agree with that.
Do we have any questions upstairs?
No questions upstairs.
Thank you. Any additional questions down here? Bob?
I also wanted to hop on what I was asking. If Dale Jr. criticizes you during a race, how much does that blow? How much will that blow up your Twitter feed?
I've been very good this year about not replying to mean people, and y'all should do the same. When you see negative, I'm making a ploy right now to every driver, every team owner, every NASCAR executive, and every media member, stop replying to people that make nonsense comments. They have 16 followers. Don't give them your 100,000. Do not give them your 100,000 as their stage. No one will ever see their comment. Just brush it by. Talk about the positives. And I'm not a positive guy.
How do you ignore it?
You just scroll by it. Forget it. That person doesn't exist. They're an admirer that has lost their way.
All All right, I think we're going to end on that note, guys. Thank you, Denny. All right.